Hello, I'm Cynthia Ng. You are tuning in to another episode of A One Year Review. Today, I am at Commune Living and Wellness. It is the largest senior living and wellness hub in Southeast Asia, built by the UOA Group. The intention is to have something, a space, a community that is safe and engaging for seniors. So right now, I'm going to speak to the General Manager of Commune Living and Wellness, Mark Chen. All right. Thank you so much, Mark, for having me here and just to show me around this beautiful place that you have, Commune Living and Wellness. Can you just walk us through what do you have here and why did UOA decided to embark on this journey to build a space like this?
Well, thank you. First and foremost, thank you for the opportunity, Cynthia. Welcome again to Commune Living and Wellness. This product that we have is a combination of actually a co-living. When we saw that there were a lot of gaps and holes that was not actually filled up over the years, that mainly on senior living. I mean, statistically, by World Bank, it actually shows that there are a lot of changes in terms of our statistics of the growing population, which is above 60 years old. I mean, back in the 70s until the millennia, we are talking about almost a 3% increase in terms of population that is above 60 years old. And when we talk about the next 20, 30 years from now, at least 16% of our Malaysian population there will be actually in the category of 60 years and above. So we are talking about a threefold increase in terms of the aging population there. And by 2046 there, we may be talking about now Malaysia being an aging nation, and now 10 more years down the road, will be a super nation, super Asian nation, just like any of our respective Asian countries in the Asian region itself. So we saw we should actually continue to help the government, the policymakers, to add more adequate the supply of places like this, and of course by doing so, we also want to look in terms of creating a lifestyle for the seniors, not just a place for them to stay, but a place for them to get engaged, actively engaged. So that is one of the main reasons why we created Commune Living and Wellness.
Okay, I think you've pointed out a very crucial part of senior living, which is being active and being engaged and having a lifestyle, and not just a place, you know, where you put your parents and at a space to be taken care of. So on that note, how do we view aging is very important, because we don't want to look at it as a burden. So what are the opportunities do you see, and where are the gaps currently in Malaysia that you think that the private sector, like yourself, like UOA, like Commune, can help and address?
Well, first and foremost, I think the lack of facilities like this, that's plentiful right now. So what we can actually do is that we can look at a few pillars as in like the type of facility that we can actually include it. We just don't want to create another home for somebody or a senior folk, but we want them to have a community. When we bring them together, or when they live together here, we want to bring them together where they actually can enjoy a second lease of life there. Mm-hmm. How we actually get them connected and engaged is that we create activities, we create a bonding for them when they're in here. So it's not that anybody is going to be left lonely when they come in here. So it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of hard work and also time for us to foster this. Because we always believe that as you grow older, senior folks will love to be engaged, will love to be talked to, and they want to feel wanted in a way. So that's how we position ourselves in this product.
So this place was launched in May 2022 and a couple of months in now. What can you tell us about the learnings so far about what senior folks need, and what else, you know, can you offer in terms of products or services? If you can walk us through some of it.
Well, few of it we actually adapted to it there. One is that when we built this place there, we actually merged this place with a couple of pillars that we have there. One is co-living and the other one is wellness, and then together with senior living there. Now, why we merge all these components together into a facility, a product itself? Because we find that when you grow old, sometimes it's not just you want to mix with more senior people. That's the reason why we included co-living into it, where we can actually tap into a more a multi-generation community here. A population where the bonding between the seniors and the younger generation can be fostered in living in the same household or under the same roof there. For this itself, it helps the seniors to actually feel more jovial, feel more wanted, and feel more younger, you know, rather than, you know, when you go there and you probably see the same age group of people there. One of the important part is that we found out that which we are already doing right now is that we get seniors involved with seniors. Now, how we actually do that is we empower the senior population that stays here to create events for the rest of the community here. That gives them a sense of belonging and also the bonding that they can actually create among the whole community there. And of course, second thing is that even in UOA itself, in our company, that we have a senior employment scheme, which we hire retirees, which is above 60 years old. We hired them. We have designed different type of job scope, job specs in the organization. That when we fill it up with the retirees.
I think what stands out to me this place is not just the facilities that you provide to seniors, but also, you know, to the kids, you know, the children who are bringing their folks here. You have a child care center, you have a traditional Chinese medicine facility, you have wellness places, you know, spa and all that, and it just kind of put everything together, and also it helps to ease the kind of a responsibility that a child would have to take. Let's say, for instance, if you have to take care of your child, or you have your own little family at the same time taking care of your parents.
Yeah. The product itself, we try to position ourselves as like a one-stop center for the entire family. Rightly said, we have a childcare and then we have a senior daycare, apart from our senior living. The childcare, basically, it's like when you are part of what we call now the sandwich generation, you have your parents to take care of and you've got the kids to take care of. So when we have a one-stop center there, you can actually put your kids at our center and then your parents at the daycare. So it's like you don't really have to fuss too much about too many locations, and it's like one-stop, you can actually have best of both worlds.
So, Mark, when we talk about getting older, senior living, it's always seen as a burden. But it doesn't have to be. I think it's just about planning and policy making and putting the right things in the right places so that senior folks can have a dignified and aging, you know, into their senior years. And how do you reckon that Malaysia can improve in terms of preparing for an aging population?
Well, I think you said the correct word, Cynthia. I think an important part is that, first and foremost, I think our policymakers should review certain aspect of policies that we have currently in Malaysia. Example, one of it is that we shouldn't stop at placing our retirement age at certain age and just leave it like that. It should be actually be reviewed time and time again, depending on the movements of the population aging process and also the percentage. So this has to be a well-balanced, proactive measures moving forward. That's how you'll be able to help by moving the retirement age as often it can. Basically, it will help the retirees or the senior folks to actually be more financially independent. That is one move that I think that it should be done now, because considering the fact that Malaysia is going to move into an aging nation in the next 20 years or so, which is just around the corner. I mean, 20 years is not that far away. So it's a good time actually to look at this portion of the issue. Second thing, obviously, is I think also the current government hospitals should actually look at more towards setting up more specialist centres, because the specialist centres are basically under the government subsidy. So this makes medical for the seniors a little bit more economical, rather than the family having to rely on private practitioner or private institutions for the medical care for their aged parents or their senior folks.
And then how would you see the role of the private sector, such as community, to step in to help bridge that gap? Because subsidies, it's not the sustainable way to go. And with the private sector and just coming in, chipping in to help address some of those gaps that you're seeing?
Well, what we did was that our mother company, UOA, we have pledged we call it Community Senior Fund. We pledged $500,000 recently, the last 2 months itself. This fund is basically to help those families who are in need of funds to assist to take care of their aging parents there. We launched it successfully. Up till date, there are a lot of people who have written to us. But of course, having said that, we also have to be a bit more stringent to look mm-hmm. at areas of more severe or families that really needed this sort of fund. Yeah.
Do you feel that something like this, a place like this, is out of reach to the average Malaysian? I mean, you mentioned about the prices earlier. I'm just thinking, like, how then can we make this kind of facilities, which is great, to be more accessible to the ordinary Malaysians?
I think it all boils down to a lot of financial education. Mm-hmm. As we were speaking earlier, I think a lot of education we need to do. Well, whether it's our private sector like banks or insurance companies mm-hmm. and so forth, they have to pinpoint on this very intensively, so they'll be able to educate the public that you have to be financially stable, or how much money would you need in order for you to retire into your golden years.
Which is quite concerning, because if you look at numbers from EPF and you look at numbers from the government, statistics show that a lot of us just do not have enough to just simply retire. What more to afford care, like, or wellness programs when we get older?
Well, we have seen so far the last couple of years, we've seen some banks or even some insurance company having products that can help you to actually save for your golden years. Mm-hmm. I think EPF also have recently, a couple of years ago, have a product which actually help you to save a little bit more than what your contribution is into your golden years. I think we are getting there. As long as we concentrate and put in more effort into doing this, make it into a bit more big thing, make it into a proper education throughout the whole nation, not just for sporadic or for certain group of people in the population.
Just to talk more about the aging population, I think it's while people are living longer, so longevity is there. But at the same time, I think what's triggering a lot of pressure on the economy and on healthcare is also the declining birth rate. So there's two aspects that's working in parallel here. On that note, I do want to talk about having more older people in the workforce. We briefly spoke about retirement age and how do you think that it should move according to every nation's rate of aging, you know, aging population. What do you think about bringing more older people into the workforce, and where are the areas you think that they could contribute?
Well, I fully agree with your statement over there. Bringing the retirees or the senior folks into the working environment, I fully agree with it. But of course, we need to tailor-made certain certain job description for them. Of course, not very taxing jobs, but perhaps something more on administration. I give you a very good example, like in UAE itself, there in our own hotel itself, in the same premise here, we set up different departments that can actually house them. Mm-hmm. For example, coordination work, mainly in operation department, where they help to coordinate. They help us to fill up forms. They help us to coordinate the roommates, the boys that goes up to the floors. And sales department, we also have a team of retirees that actually work with us. They help us to type contracts. So these are the part and parcel of empowering the senior folks that we love to do. And we hope to see more in the private sector, in other private sectors, to do this. And of course, in the government sector too, we hope that there will be a policy someday made by our new policy makers that can actually empower or regulate this sort of empowerment to this mm-hmm. Group of senior community.
Now, Malaysia is not alone in facing an aging population. You see some countries like Japan, they are already there and they have plenty of policies in place, you know, to usher in this new group of larger aging population. In your opinion, where do you see Malaysia could emulate in terms of models or policies that could prepare us better for this future?
Well, the important part is that this issue must be recognized first. There's so much that the private sector can actually do. It still needs a lot of support and backing from our policy makers, because end of the day there have to be certain policies enacted, then people will mm-hmm. follow. Because if we leave it to the whims and fancy of either the private sector or the government sectors itself, many will choose to actually hire the younger generation, be it they're more younger, perhaps their salary is not that much higher, or lesser benefits can actually be provided, should be provided for them. So, for many reasons to it, but if it becomes enactment or a policy itself, then people have to follow. Then it'll be easier for you to bring this moving forward faster into the mainstream.
Mm. In terms of private sector, UAE is of course one of the pioneers if you look at senior living and senior wellness and building such a large facility like this. What are the other plans do you have in mind, be it building another one or perhaps going into other verticals which you see could fit into the objectives that you're serving here?
Well, we have been, I would say after 5 long months, we have been very successful in whatever that we have planned out to do with this particular property itself there. And the similar product, perhaps in a more larger aspect, are in a pipeline, and we will be announcing it very soon for the next project.
Can you talk to us about the demand that you're seeing after 5 months, and is there an appetite for something like this?
Well, yes, it is. Yes, it is. We were also quite shocked. I mean, the time that we given to us for us to gain what we actually plan out to do was a little bit longer, but after 5 months, we actually see the surge in the demand for property like this, I mean product like this. Mm-hmm. People are now looking at it as a newfound lifestyle product that they can actually, it's economical and it's not like burning a hole in their pocket, and it's something that they never thought that Malaysia would actually have, which that one was, it's something that we are very happy with.
Mm. And I think what I liked about this concept that you have here, because you have co-living, you have wellness, you have senior living, it's what you mentioned earlier, which is the multi-generational factor in one spot and to create a lifestyle around it, which I think is great because a lot of people, you know, want that kind of space, but it's just lacking at this point in time.
They are. Over the last 5 to 10 years, we see a lot of single products. That means they concentrate on certain parts of the industry that has been sprouting out. They've been doing well, but of course, sometimes when you have one facade of the business itself that you don't have overall, people tend to be a little bit more choosy. Mm-hmm. And now the demands have moved forward. People are a little bit more sophisticated. They want to look at more one price, everything in there. That's where you probably would lack. And so bigger players will come one day, and then the smaller players probably either they have to merge together, or perhaps they might have to think of other ways to do their business. This product that we are talking about, it's a beginning of many more that will come. If you just Google, there are many plans of other companies now coming out with different type of product, perhaps all into one, perhaps certain parts of the business itself. So it's moving pretty fast.
Okay. I do want to also talk about healthcare, because now that people are living longer, what we want is not just to live longer, but also have a dignified and healthy living. In that aspect, where do you think the opportunities are in the medical space, and how do you see that fitting it into the overall business model that you have here at Commune?
Well, in where we are right now in community living and wellness, there we do have one of the products which is wellness. There, our wellness tap more into general practitioner, GP, GP clinic. We are more into dentistry and are more into aesthetic. But as we move on, I think we will also look at more in terms of overall, more towards medical. I think that will help us to be more unified and more rounded in our product.
What kind of medical services are you possibly
perhaps we can talk
at?
About physiotherapy, because now physiotherapy, people are looking at physiotherapy as one very important aspect. As we age, certainly everybody needs a bit of physiotherapy, everything. So it's something that we want to look at also to add on to our services.
And do you see the possibility of Commune working with other players?
Oh, definitely we will. Definitely we will. Moving forward, because there are a lot of good players in the market there, those who have a single product by itself. So, being a very large company there, we always open ourselves to opportunities to work with all these companies so we can have a proper tie-up, and then we can make the whole thing as a whole. I mean, there's always a win-win situation in every business anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Now, just one final question, because I know that you have a wealth of experience in hospitality before jumping into what you're doing right here with senior living at Commune. So I do want to talk about some of the lessons that you have learned managing a hospitality arm, and how do you see some of those products can be implemented here?
A product like this, we want to make it as not just another product. It's a life. We want to create the product as a life where people can actually spend their days and they feel connected. So as a hospitality person itself, I always find that whatever product that you have, whatever hotel or type of business that you have in this industry, there should be a lot of engagement that should be done. You have to foster a lot of engagement between either with the staff and the guests, or the guests and the guests. I think it boils down to the same thing that we're doing right now. Engagement is still very much in need for this business to actually foster. So it's actually, there's similarities between whatever that I've done before and whatever that we have right now.
And also, I think finally, if I can touch on the community aspect, just rallying people around, you know, this area and coming together, not just to do activities, but also to see the value in having a space that is safe and engaging for senior folks. What is UOA doing in that regard?
Well, safety is a priority here. As we've seen this place there, everywhere is well taken off, and also we want to create also a lot of areas where people can actually spend their time leisuring, because like for example some of the landscapes that we see around here, this is like a creation of a resort in a city that we wanted to do. We don't want to have another concrete jungle right in the heart of the city. We just want to create a resort where people don't have to travel that far, and they actually can live in a safe and more rounded area.
All right. Okay. So thank you so much, Mark, for spending some time with me to talk about the products you have here at Commune, and also your thoughts on how we can approach the aging population, being more prepared, and also opening some opportunities for even the older workforce to come in and participate in the economy. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you very much, Cynthia.